And a man who knows the politics of New Jersey better than anybody is the editor of the New Jersey Globe. He's also the host of the New Jersey Globe Power Hour, which you could hear right here on 77 WABC, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. That's the current time, right, David?
Yes, it is.
That's the one and only David Wildstein. We change that weekend lineup around a lot, so I always have to double check. Sometimes I just don't know. But it is a good show. I do listen to it. How are you? Thanks for coming.
I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you?
Good. So tell me about this Republican primary for governor. A lot of us thought that Jack Cittarelli was going to sort of just walk into the Republican nomination. Evidently, that's not the case.
Well, you know, he seemed to have had the field cleared for him when his main opponent dropped out in January, but now there's a new poll from Public Policy Polling. It's a pretty good polling firm, and they've got this race at 29-23, a 6-point race with 38% of likely Republican primary voters still undecided.
Now, the main competitor to Jack Cittarelli is Hirsch Singh. He's run for statewide office and for Congress several times before. Where is his base of support in the primary, according to the polls?
So Singh has run 5 times in the last 4 years. People have just dismissed him as a perennial candidate, but he has wrapped himself in the cloak of Donald Trump. And he is, my name is Hirsch Singh, and I'm Donald Trump's guy, and I will govern New Jersey the way Donald Trump governed America. And he's been hammering Jack Cittarelli on having not supported Trump in 2016.
Which is a fact, right? Cittarelli has acknowledged that he didn't vote for President Trump.
Yes.
Now, we've been running the ads here on WABC, not that what is in political ads is necessarily 100% factual, but the Cittarelli ads claim that Hirsch Singh was an Obama supporter. At least they imply that. Is there any truth to that?
He said some things that were complimentary toward Barack Obama early in his career. So, yes, absolutely true.
So, at this point, how close are the polls exactly?
Well, you know, I mean, polls are close until they're not close, right? And that's, you know, it's all, a poll is just a snapshot in time and where it was a particular day. 38% undecided, but what you can't poll is the advantage Cittarelli has of all 21 county Republican organizations endorsing him. And in New Jersey, when you're endorsed by a political party in a county, you get a preferential ballot spot. And that could be worth a few points.
In terms of this debate that took place, apparently an advisor to Hirsch Singh ambushed Jack Cittarelli's wife at this debate this week. What exactly happened?
So Melinda Cittarelli is in a green room watching her husband debate, and Singh's campaign manager, a guy named Singh's campaign manager, his name is King Panna, he walks into that room and he begins to fight with Melinda Cittarelli, and he's got a guy with him holding a cell phone recording it. And he tries to bait her, and he says, you know, you should throw your kids out of the house. You have 4 adult kids. They shouldn't be living there. And Mama Bear Cittarelli took offense to that. One of her sons is voting at home, and he's in the Army. So they went back and forth. And I'll tell you, Melinda Cittarelli, I mean, she, I don't even want to say held her own. You know, the winner of the debate was Melinda Cittarelli. She went all Jersey on this guy. And it's getting a great reaction in New Jersey.
Well, now, is the reason that they chose that particular line of attack because the anti-Hirsch Singh commercials point out the fact that he lives with his parents?
Yeah. He's 36. He lives with his parents. He really is. He's never run a business or anything. He's a guy, like I said, 5 campaigns in 4 years. He has tremendous aspirations.
It does not sound necessarily like the editorial page of the New Jersey Globe will be endorsing Hirsch Singh.
Anymore. Oh, we don't endorse anybody. And you, I mean, as you know, you try to be as fair as you can. But every once in a while, you get a guy who you sit there and you think, gee, could he really be governor? And I'll tell you this: I don't think Hirsch Singh can beat Phil Murphy.
Well, do you think Jack Cittarelli, if he's the nominee, can make the race at least competitive?
You know, I think Jersey will be a little competitive. Jersey's always competitive, and I think I say this to you every time we speak. New Jersey has a million more Democrats than Republicans, but a Democratic governor has not gotten reelected in 44 years. New Jersey likes Republican governors.
And finally, and we're talking with David Wildstein. You could hear him Saturday at 4 p.m. on the New Jersey Globe Power Hour. What is the controversy involving Congressman Tom Malinowski? What's happening there?
So there's an issue of his stock transactions, and he hadn't reported all of his transactions to the right deadline. And then when they drill down as to what some of them were, he's got a very aggressive broker who makes a lot of trades, and he was shorting stocks. And some of those stock shorts were with companies that were looking to do COVID tests and other things that he, you know, when you short a stock, you're essentially betting on the company to fail. And so Malinowski was shorting on a company that was looking to help with the COVID situation. And it just doesn't look good. You know, whether Malinowski says he is not involved in these trades, that his broker does them for him, and that's probably true, but it's a horrible, horrible look for a guy who only won a seat by 1% of the vote.
5:37, we're going to get to traffic and transit on the sevens. David Wildstein, it's always a treat to talk with you. Thanks for getting up early. We'll be listening to you tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's David Wildstein from the New Jersey Globe.